Chell Anderson's a botanist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Chell.
Welcome.
Well, it's spring turnover time in Lake Superior, but you really can't see anything, especially diatoms. This is part one of two parts on the turnover.
Yeah, okay, part one. One of the fascinating things about this time of year is that we can become so distracted by all of the things that are blasting off around us in terms of plants and blooming things and animals making their lives in the world in more obvious ways and singing and just so much going on that we can forget about lots of powerful invisible things that are happening too. And of course, the turnover in the spring of our aquatic ecosystems is one of the more important mm-hmm. that's going on and has many ramifications. But one of them that I thought would be most appropriate to talk about right now is how the spring turnover in our aquatic systems influences the plants that live in the lake, and in particular, the tiny plants, the single-celled plants, the single-celled algae we call phytoplankton that live in our lake ecosystems. And one group of phytoplankton in particular is experiencing a tremendous reproductive boom right now. And that's the plankton, phytoplankton we referred to as diatoms. And I know you're a great appreciator of diatoms for many reasons. And it's, of course, too bad that we can't readily see them, because diatoms are probably one of the most elegant, beautiful, intricate, jewel-like microscopic things in the world. And there are a lot of them.
Yes, there are.
Turns out that diatoms alone are probably responsible for about 20% of all the photosynthetic oxygen on Earth. So no small contribution to our well-being comes from diatoms around the world. And here in our region, they are no less important and no less abundant. So all of our lakes have them. And at this time of year, because of the nutrient changes that the spring turnover creates that we've talked about before, where because the stratification disappears for a little bit in our lakes at this time of year, and because of that magical property of water being densest, heaviest at 39 degrees, as the water warms up from the winter and reaches that temperature somewhere, anywhere in the water column, that water sinks and has to be replaced by water from deeper down. And that means that as that water moves up, it brings nutrients that have been trapped near the bottom. When stratification isn't as big a factor as it is in the rest of the growing season, summertime, that means that winds, big storms and winds, can do more mixing into lower levels in a lake. And that means also that more nutrients get lofted up. And that in the case of diatoms, phosphorus is important, as it would be to all of these planktonic algae that make this soup out there in our lakes. But in the case of diatoms, the other essential ingredient to this big boom that they experience at this time of year is silica. And that's important to them in particular because, unlike other single-celled algae that are planktonic algae, they live in glass houses. They have a rigid cells, walls that are composed of two symmetrical but overlapping parts. So think like a box with a lid that fits over the top of it. And these cell walls are intricately decorated and have a really elaborate structure. And in between the And the walls themselves are made of this opaline silica, it's called, which, and they're transparent. So they literally do live in glass houses. When the cells divide, they break apart, and then the each new cell creates from salicylic acid in the water, they create the new parts that they need to complete their cell walls. So diatoms are fairly large compared to some other algae, and they're also fairly heavy. And during this time of year, their populations are booming because of all these nutrients that they need to reproduce. And in particular for diatoms, the silica has been brought up from the depths of the lakes and is available to them to divide and reproduce and recreate these cell walls. And as the summer goes along, they will, as they go through their reproductive cycles and recreating their shells, walls, they will deplete that silica, and their reproduction will slow down as the reproduction of other planktonic algae begins to really pick up and will far outpace them eventually. So this right now is the time of year when the diatoms are reigning supreme in terms of numbers out in our lakes, and will ultimately be an important driver to the whole food web of the lake that links the upper portions of the lake ecosystem to its very bottom.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. Thanks for bringing us up to date on turnover time, especially diatoms.
You're welcome.